Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, 810 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Every Monday, we like to connect with Santa Rosa Sheriff Bob Johnson. Sheriff, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. So a couple of incidents took place last week. I guess, is it Friday? Your officers were making a traffic stop, maybe in Gulf Breeze, that became something a whole lot more, right?
Yeah, they were doing a traffic stop, and there were two individuals from Pensacola in there. What we commonly refer to as dirtbags, they wouldn't comply with instructions from the officers. A fight broke out. Multiple backup units got there. Three police officers got injured. One of the suspects ended up with a broken orbital bone and several dog bites. And it took about four guys to get them in custody. But some of the officers suffered things like broken noses and you know, different injuries.
Good Lord. How many officers were injured?
I think three total were injured, and then both the suspects were injured as well.
And the dogs are okay? The canine units are okay?
Yeah, canine's fine.
Okay. So what, like, did they have outstanding warrants? Did they just misbehave they were trying to get arrested? What happened?
Yeah, one, the driver, I believe, had a outstanding warrant from Scambia County Sheriff's Office for firing a weapon into an occupied dwelling.
Okay.
The other guy didn't have a warrant, though. He was just, I believe, it was the nephew of the suspect, and they just started throwing down, which happens. You know, when you pull over cars, you never know who's behind the wheel. They could have just killed somebody and think you know about it, even though you're pulling them over for a tag light out or something.
In those kind of situations, I guess I'm glad nobody got killed. No suspects got, you know, I mean, didn't, no tasers, I guess, were deployed, but just, you know, a wrestling match, which is part of the, I mean, unfortunately, that's part of the job, right? It often leads to officer injuries.
Yeah, it is. And yeah, unfortunately it happens more times than most people would expect. Especially in Santa Rosa County, you don't hear about it a lot, but you know, we have a lot of, bad people that, you know, go through our county, not necessarily living here, but they, you know, go through it, and we have to deal with them.
And it's a, you know, a reminder of something we've said, you know, hundreds of times on this show, that, you know, one of the most two most unknown incidents that you guys ever get called to is domestic disturbances and traffic stops, right?
Yeah, those are the ones with the highest injury rates for cops by far.
Is something, and all kinds of crazy things can happen. Well, terrible. The other incident was also a traffic stop, though, with Justin Dale Peacock. You did a press conference on this last week, right?
Yeah, it was. So he was pulled over for excessive speed, and I watched the body cam video. He got out, and you could tell he was pretty ticked off from the get-go, and just refused to obey any officer commands. It escalated. Finally, got him at gunpoint. He's just not listening. He's screaming at the officer, and the officer's basically trying to get him on the ground. Backup's coming, but of course, sometimes that takes 2 to 3 minutes. And then he says, get on the ground. And the guy goes back toward his car. He says, do not get in that vehicle. Do not reach in the vehicle. And he reaches in the vehicle toward the seat, like toward under the seat. And, the officer fires, hits him in the leg. And that doesn't stop him. He comes back out after he's shot in the leg. He comes out of the car. They're still screaming at the officer, and then takes off toward Holly by the Sea, and goes probably about 300 yards before other officers get there, and they all finally get him on the ground and get him handcuffed.
That's crazy. And what people might wonder is, okay, so what's the justification of shooting somebody who's not displaying a firearm?
Right.
And I know what the answer is, but I want to hear you say it, because it's important for them to realize how they can get themselves shot by failure to comply during a traffic stop.
Yeah, yeah. And basically what it is this. When you're pulled over, you're detained. You don't have the freedom to leave. You don't have the freedom to resist the officer, unless the officer is doing something totally, you know, take your clothes off, something stupid like that, obviously. But you have to remember also, everything's on body cam now. Everything's recorded. So when you're not complying, he's going to use whatever force he needs to get you to comply with his instructions. And if you are acting like this guy was acting, which the body cam, once FDLE finishes their investigation, we'll release the body cam footage, obviously. But when you're acting like this guy and you say, don't reach in that car, and he's screaming at you and he reaches like toward the seat, you obviously, you don't want him to access a firearm. He's obviously not going to listen to you. He's obviously in a highly agitated, possibly drug-induced state, and he reaches like toward the underside of the seat. It's all, you know, fun and games are over.
Right.
And officer shot him in the leg because that was the only exposed part, and he came out of the car, and the rest is history. But yeah, you don't have to show a firearm. If you make a furtive movement and you're standing there and the officer's saying, don't move your hands, and you reach inside your jacket and pull something out, we're not going to wait for you to point a gun. I mean, even if it's a cell phone or whatever, you're ignoring our commands. You have to listen to us by law. And if you don't, then it's on you. It's not on the officer.
You know, you actually answered the other question I had about this, which was, you know, sometimes I know critics will say things like, well, why don't you go to shoot somebody in the leg? Why'd you have to shoot him in the chest? And of course, the answer is, well, in a situation, it can be very hard to target a leg. It's a very easy thing to miss, even at fairly close range. That's why we shoot for center mass to stop. Because if you're drawing and shooting, you're shooting to kill. I mean, that is the point. Yeah. But you answered it. The reason he shot in the leg wasn't because he missed the chest. It's because that's all he had to shoot at. Right.
Exactly. And I'll tell you this too, Andrew, a lot of people say, well, wait for him to pull the gun out. Well, then you're reacting. And, you know, he knows if he's got a gun and he wants to shoot and kill a cop, he knows what he's going to do. We, on the other hand, have no idea what he's going to do.
Right.
We don't know. And all we know is he's not complying with what we're telling him. And there's a reason for that. Now, we don't know the reason. It could be he has a dead body in the trunk. He just killed his mom, and we don't know why he's not compliant. He does, but we do not. So we're at the disadvantage. And I tell all my guys and gals out there on the street, you go home at night. That's the main purpose right there. That's the main thing. You go home at night, and unfortunately, you have people like this that disobey commands. And I personally, he was on something. That's my personal opinion. And once the video comes out and everybody gets to see it, I'm sure they will agree.
We're talking to Santa Rosa Sheriff Bob Johnson. Sheriff, hang on for just a second. Let's get John Pickens in here with Traffic on the Fives. John?
No accidents to let you know about. I-10, I-110 are flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your Traffic on the Fives.
Thanks so much, John. Back to Sheriff Johnson. I did want to ask you, I'm not sure I understand the story entirely, but you tell me. There's about $1 million or $1.2 million in opioid settlement money that is coming either to or through the sheriff for opioid prevention abatement. What's this all about?
Yeah, we get a portion of it. I don't think we get the entire $1.2 million.
Okay.
But basically, yeah, it's to combat opioid overdoses. And we've gotten money like this in the past. And basically, we've spent it on everything from Narcan to those machines that identify drugs without having to touch them, shoots a laser through it, you know. We get to spend it on any kind of thing that basically will assist us in combating narcotics abuse.
Very good. Well, I'm sure that'll help quite a bit. I did have one other thing that I wanted to ask you about. It didn't happen in Santa Rosa County, but it's been on my mind because we had a story here in Escambia where over the weekend a teenager riding an electric bicycle going south in the northbound bike lanes on Highway 29 actually ran into a car that was pulling out and had pretty serious injuries. Luckily, this person was wearing a helmet, the rider. I have seen so many of these electric bikes in all kinds of situations, riding the wrong way, not just electric bikes, regular bikes, riding the wrong way in these bike lanes, but also just in general. Half the time, I don't know what to do with them. They feel like a motor vehicle because they're zipping around at 30 or 35 miles an hour, sometimes in the lane itself, you know, like all of those things I'm dealing with. And I'm just curious, from a law enforcement perspective and a safety perspective, what are you seeing with the electric bicycles particularly, and is it a concern for you?
Yeah, I think it's a concern for all motorists because, you know, the problem you have with the electric bikes is, as you said, they're fast. They're doing 30, 35 miles an hour with no noise. It's not like a motorcycle where you hear that coming, at least, you know, you turn your head to look where the sound's coming from. These things don't make a sound. They're extremely fast. And if you're riding it the wrong direction, and I know a lot of people will say, bike riders will say, well, I don't want my back to traffic. Well, I'm sorry, that's the law. And there's a reason why you have to travel with traffic, and you have to obey stop signs, and you have to obey traffic lights on a bicycle, is because you will get killed if you don't. So this guy riding the opposite way, I don't know the whole case, but yeah, if you're riding northbound and southbound traffic, that's the problem you have. People pulling out, not seeing you because they're not looking that way.
Right, you're going the wrong way. I mean, on a one way street basically. So
yeah,
but I just didn't know if you had a thought about whether they need different regulation, more regulation. To me, they're scary, and it feels like we suddenly have this problem. I mean, I'm all for people being able to get around, especially in a way that's, you know, very cheap. But it seems like they are a source of chaos, and that's going to lead to people getting injured. And I just didn't know if there needs to be a different way to regulate them than we currently have.
Yeah, and I wouldn't be against some kind of permitting for that. I wouldn't, because, you know, if you're a 10-year-old kid and you're on a bicycle that can do 35 miles an hour,
yeah,
that's basically a motorcycle, just not quite as powerful. So I would be all for some kind of regulation age-wise, and because, yeah, the younger you are on an electric bike like that, the more, you know, I mean, and I'm all for them having fun, but you don't want kids getting hurt. So
yeah, no,
I wouldn't be against any kind of regulations like that.
I mean, it sounds silly to say it, but it's a motor vehicle. Even if it's battery driven, it's definitely operating like a motor vehicle. And that means, you know, at least to the level of golf cart regulation, if not something higher.
Go ahead. It's a battery powered motor vehicle. So, yeah.
Sheriff Bob Johnson, Santa Rosa Sheriff Bob Johnson, as always, sir, thank you for the time. Thanks for joining us today. We'll talk to you again next week.
Yes, sir. Sounds good.
821 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you're thinking about buying or selling a home, you want to get somebody who's going to help you with that process and make it go as smoothly as it possibly can. Christina Leavenworth and her folks at Leavenworth Realty, they're so good at this. You know, when she first started doing, you know, I've known her as long as we've lived here since she was doing the news. And, you know, started a family, and I thought, well, when she started doing real estate, I know all of us who knew her thought, well, I mean, she's personable, she's smart, she's capable, but a lot of people try real estate, you know, and it maybe doesn't work for them. Oh my God, nobody could have predicted how much success she would have in this, but she loves it, she loves thinking about it, she loves solving problems and getting expertise, and like her team in 2023 sold 175 homes, last year 165 homes. That is amazing. And even in like kind of a down market when people aren't buying as much, but they find ways to do it creatively, find ways to do it better. You know, it really takes a better agent when things are not as easy as they once were. And they're them. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. When you buy a Subaru, you're buying more than a vehicle. You're buying an investment that holds its value and something that will last a long, long time. In fact, according to Experian Automotive, 96% of Subaru Crosstrek and Forester vehicles sold in the last 10 years are still on the road today. And during the Subaru Lot to Love event, you can get 2.9 for 48 months on 2024 Crosstrek models, or get 1.9% APR financing for 72 months on 2024 Forester Wilderness models. No matter which one you choose, both come standard with symmetrical all-wheel drive for confidence on the road ahead. Love begins with trust, and you're going to love the trustworthy Crosstrek and Forester Wilderness from Anderson Subaru. Highway 29, just north of Car City. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Longevity based on Experian Automotive vehicles in operation versus total new registrations for model year 2014 through 2023 as of December 2023.
Join Dawn and Dr. Bouchard from Ashtu Novant Health 65 Plus tomorrow at 10 o'clock on the Pensacola Expert Panel, where they'll be discussing the importance of annual visits with the Ashtu Novant Health 65 Plus Care Model. Tune in to call or text your questions at 850-437-1620.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions, 850-437-1620.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church here in Milton. If you're looking for a church family that is truly amazing, let me invite you to come and worship with us this Sunday. Here's what you'll find: a church whose doors are open to all people wishing to worship and serve the Lord. You'll find a church where the exaltation of Jesus and the accurate preaching and teaching of the contextual Word of God is the centerpiece. You'll find a consistently solid, peaceful, and friendly family of multiplied hundreds of people. You'll find dynamic, spirit-filled worship services, youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, men and women's ministries, praise teams, choirs, ensembles, and drama ministries. Plenty of opportunity for Bible study and guidance for your Christian life. In other words, when you and your family get up on Sunday mornings from now on, you'll say, "Oh, good, it's time to go to church." For directions and worship service times, look us up in the phone book or call the church office at 623-8959 or visit us on the web at www.hickoryhammockbaptist.org. And then we'll see you Sunday.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider, right now offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
The cooler weather in Pensacola is a great time of the year for gardening. Whether it's planting roses, planting shrubs and trees in cool weather color, and of course, planning for spring. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesdays, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk, mornings at 9, right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I am altering the deal. Pray I don't alter it any further.
Was that Darth Vader or the Escambia County Commission?
Oh.
Oh, did I say that out loud?
Yes, you did.
And we're playing the song Communication Breakdown? God, this OLF8 thing, I don't even. Not even going to talk about it today. Anyway, John's got traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. Brought to you by ECUA. Bulkway Services now call for pickup. Call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day. You could learn more at ecua.fl.gov. No accidents to report to you right now. Looking at I-10, I-110, they are flowing smoothly. Just seeing some minor delays if you're headed eastbound on Highway 90 through the Pea Ridge area right there in front of the Walmart. Going to see some delays. Other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks, John. Steve Taylor sitting in for David Wayne this morning in the newsroom. Steve?
Well, good morning. Thousands of IRS employees will reportedly be laid off as soon as this week. This would come at the busiest time of the year for the tax collecting agency. Multiple media outlets are citing the sources, saying the IRS will be letting go of their probationary workers as part of the Trump administration's efforts to reduce the federal government workforce. Almost a dozen people are dead after catastrophic flooding hit the southeast this weekend. That storm system triggered more than 1,000 rescues and widespread road closures that affected parts of the southeast. The governor of Kentucky says 9 people were killed in that state and warned the death toll may rise as search and rescue efforts continue. People are scrambling to find less expensive eggs because of the average price of a dozen grade A large eggs has cracked a new record. The consumer price index for January shows grade A eggs nationwide cost $4.95, which is 13 cents more than the prior record of $4.82. The previous record was set in January 2023, which is not exciting news.
Did you say exciting?
Exciting news, no. Yes, right.
Two-in-one report, yeah, I'm very proud of you.
That's what's happening.
Thanks for the update. 828 News Radio 92.3. Pensacon, big success again as every year. I love talking to the families that bring their kids. This is a family of five.
So we're here with, what's your first name?
We're the Hernandez family.
Okay. And you guys are from Pensacola or from somewhere else?
We moved here about 4 years ago. We're from Birmingham originally.
Oh, okay. And so why is this your first time at Pensacon or multiple?
This is probably like our third Pensacon.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
We used to do the Comic-Con in Birmingham.
Okay. And I see you brought all three kids and have them. You guys are cosplaying as a family as what?
Naruto.
Naruto.
Naruto. You guys are looking great, by the way. Did you have fun getting dressed up for today?
Yeah.
So they are like 8, 5, and 3, maybe?
Good guess. We got 10, 6, and 5.
Oh, mine.
It's hard. It's hard.
Well, thank you for coming out. You guys look fantastic as a family. I love seeing the kids here.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You bet.
Absolutely. No, it's so much fun. It's always fun to see families getting in the game. And, oh my God, every time I have played one of these, people love that I'm sharing these. And they were so happy to hear Walker Wilson come up with all of his fake explanations of where I was last week.
Andrew is out this week. He is on his way to Barbados to convince Rihanna to release a new album before he retires. He has not stopped talking about Rihanna since she came out with Umbrella back in 2008. But... We were talking about Saturday Night Live, the 50th anniversary, before we went to break, and Andrew is up in New York. He is going to be performing on the show this Saturday.
He's not the musical guest, please.
He is Debbie Downer's twin brother, so it's going to be, it'll be good.
Oh, well done, sir. Well played.
I'm Therese Crowley. On this President's Day, President Trump taking charge of making peace between Russia and Ukraine. His team of Rubio, Witkoff, and Waltz in place in Saudi Arabia. The Secretary of State, Special Envoy, and National Security Advisor to begin talks with Russia over ending its war on Ukraine. But Europe and Ukraine bristling over being left out. National Security Advisor Michael Waltz tells Fox.
I have to push back on this, any notion that they aren't being consulted. They absolutely are. And, you know, at the end of the day, though, this is going to be under President Trump's leadership that we get this war to an end.
President Trump versus the permanent bureaucracy, appealing to the Supreme Court to let him fire the head of the Office of Special Counsel, which protects civil servants. As the Elon Musk Doge team visits the FAA to ask controllers what tech upgrades they need to build a safer system. America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 8:31, 38 degrees right now and sunny. I'm Steve Taylor in for David Wayne on News Radio 92.3. Escambia County Public Schools is exploring the possibility of integrating 7th and 8th graders into Pensacola High School as a part of an effort to address challenges posed by school choice and voucher programs. The district has experienced a decline of nearly 4,000 students over the past 3 years. That's according to school board officials. One proposal is to retain students, and it involves creating magnet schools for academically gifted 7th and 8th graders would then attend Pensacola High School. If approved, students could apply for the school for that next year. This plan would also result in 6th graders being included in elementary schools. Pensacola resident Jordan Palmer expressed a desire more programs for those more programs that would prepare students for the workforce.
I think that the competition comes in having those vocational training programs and those real life skills that everybody won't go to a 4-year degree college. And so what are you doing to make someone feel valued so when they enter the workforce, they know how to take up, they have a trade that they can now have, or they can have their own business one day.
District 3 board member David Williams says that no definitive plan has been established yet.
The principal's already doing is getting ahead of the game and troubleshooting those concerns. And also that they mentioned that there'd be a separate wing just for those students. So that is a big concern. We know that we don't want 12th graders mixing with 7th graders. That's something that we're going to make sure that does not happen.
He says that the Pensacola High School principal is proactively addressing safety concerns, including the potential for a separate wing for younger students to prevent interaction between 12th graders and 7th graders.
Welcome to Pensacon 2025, ladies and gentlemen. This is the moment that many of you have been waiting for.
The 12th annual Pensacon is now over. Over the weekend, there were thousands of fans, old and new, flowing throughout downtown Pensacola. In a celebration of their favorite entertainment mediums and a shared sense of community, it brought industry celebrities, voice actors, and artists into the Pensacola Bay Center. But plans are already in the works for next year's lineup of celebrities, including...
Another huge announcement for us, a guy who's only done one other convention, and bring your stuff that you got signed from the Aliens crew back next year, because Paul Reiser from Stranger Things, just Mad About You, The Boys, so many different things. Going back to Diner, the Barry Levinson film, so much work.
Pensacon 2026 will take place from February 20th through the 22nd next year, and it'll be the event's 13th year of operations. The SS United States is set to leave Philadelphia and make its journey to the Gulf Coast. The necessary safety requirements were completed by local, state, and federal agents, basically to move the ocean liner. It moved from one pier to another on Friday afternoon, and it's expected to begin its journey down the Delaware River tomorrow. The original departure departure was scheduled for today, but due to a gale warning and excessive high winds in Philadelphia, the departure of the United States will now take place tomorrow. Let's check that forecast for Channel 3.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first morning weather update. Waking up chilly this morning with temperatures in the 30s. By this afternoon, warming up near 57 degrees for your high, mostly sunny skies. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 41. On Tuesday, mostly sunny skies, high near 62. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 50 degrees. Showers and thunderstorms return to the area on Wednesday with an 80% chance of rain and a high near 61 degrees. Stay connected, Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV Weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thanks, Brooke. Right now, let's check in with John Pickens for traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to report to you. Everything is rolling smoothly. I-10, I-110, not seeing any issues. If you're on Highway 90 right around the P Ridge area, both the eastbound and westbound, seeing some delays right there. But other than that, traffic is looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks, John. Right now, 38 degrees in Pensacola, 39 in Gulf Breeze, and 39 in Milton at 835. Let's check out what's happening in the financial world. This is Your Money Now on News Radio 92.3. There's no trading on Wall Street today in observance of President's Day. As Tammy Trujillo explains, there are also no major economic reports due.
Things get rolling on Tuesday with the release of the Home Builder Confidence Index. Minutes from the Federal Reserve's January meeting follow on Wednesday, along with housing starts and building permits. Weekly jobless claims will be out on Thursday, and the week winds up with existing home sales data and consumer sentiment on Friday. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
And I'm Steve Taylor for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Join the Pensacola Expert Panel Wednesday at 10:30 as Bess Marks from Lazy Boy joins the show, talking about upcoming events at all three Gulf Coast locations, Pensacola, Spanish Fort, and Mobile, how to incorporate Lazy Boy's free in-home design service with recliners, sofas, accessories, and artwork to make your home look just like a picture out of a magazine.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions, 850-437-1620.
Daniel will not stop crying. I've changed him, fed him, walked him around, and he's still crying. Now I'm panicking. What should I do?
It's okay. We're glad you called. We learned during the Period of Purple Crying program that babies tend to cry a lot in the first few months of life.
If nothing is working and you need a break, put the baby in a safe place and take a few minutes to walk away and calm down.
During the Period of Purple Crying, it is crucial to stay calm and never shake a baby. To learn more, visit PreventChildAbuseFL.org.
This message is sponsored by the Ounce of Prevention Fund of Florida, the State of Florida, Department of Health, and the Florida Association of Broadcasters.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Are you looking for the best news and talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore.
All right, so as I mentioned a little bit earlier, yesterday was my birthday. Had a good birthday, relaxing, fun.
Happy birthday!
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Made my wife watch Blade Runner. I inflicted great art and value upon her, and got some pizza from Frenaris Brothers. It was fantastic. Which leads me to my question of the day. Actually, I have several questions, but this is the one we're going to focus on today.
Okay.
Okay. Right. Best pizza in Pensacola. 437-1620, 437-1620. I already mentioned to you where we ordered from Frenaris Brothers. Have you ever had Frenaris Brothers pizza?
I have.
Oh, it's so good. It's ridiculously good. Like, I had only had it one other time, and it was the kind of place that people are always telling me, you should definitely go there more. And I had it once, and I thought it was very good. And, oh, man, I had the, what did they call it? The original or the, it's the one where it doesn't have any tomato sauce. It's got feta cheese and gyro meat and all that, and olive oil. Oh, it's so good. So, 437-1620, if you got somebody in town or you just want to have that one pizza experience for the day, what is the best pizza in Pensacola? John, do you have a favorite?
Well, since you stole my thunder.
Oh, you were going to say Fineris Brothers?
I was going
all
to.
Right. It's high on the hog. I mean, it's good stuff.
But I want to say over in Pace, it's Socio's.
Oh, okay.
I really like their pizza.
Okay. By the way,
I'm sorry it's not Pensacola, but
No, it's okay. It's the area, and it's our listeners, of course. So, and also, if you have any details, because I may not know the place, like I don't know Socio's, so thin crust, deep dish, you know, pan, Chicago imitation style, whatever. Is it which of these is it?
It's basically just
pizza.
Yes.
Okay.
Which is really special. Yeah. It's
okay.
Really good.
Very good. 437-1620, 437-1620. Somebody. So what's the best pizza in town? Somebody here says, "Happy birthday, Andrew." Thank you. 39 all over again. 29 all over again. I don't know if these women would stop carding me at the grocery store. I could say I'm older. Oh, I will say this. I don't like having to memorize a new number. It's annoying.
For what?
For my age.
Oh.
You know, instead of saying age, shouldn't we just say our birth year? Then you wouldn't have to memorize anything. Don't say how old.
It wouldn't change.
Don't say
yeah,
how
obviously.
Old are you.
Yeah.
Ask people what year they were born in. I mean, we could do it, and then people like me wouldn't have to remember. Is it 53, 54, 55? Do the math. Okay. 437. I would like the entire world to reorient itself for my convenience. Duh. I'm a radio talk show host. Anyway, that's how we think. Somebody says Porky's Pizza. Where is that? I don't know Porky's Pizza. Or is it like a movie reference? I don't know. It could be. Either way. Let's see. Somebody says Papa John's Shack Pizza. What is Shack Pizza? See, all these things I'm learning.
It's a huge pizza.
Is it a big pizza?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. What makes it better?
Shackaronis? I don't know.
Giorgio's Pizza in Pensacola.
Yeah.
See, yeah. I can't remember if I've had Giorgio's or not. I think I have eaten in there, but I don't remember. Like, it's been 9 or 10 years. So it's one where I want to go back because I hear this a lot from people that Giorgio's is the bomb. So I will definitely be looking to try it. Oh, and this one is absolutely Tuscan Oven. Tuscan Oven Pizza on what, 9th Avenue, right? I was in my head, I want to put it on Davis for some reason, but that's Sky. Tuscan Pizza Oven is that was like the true story. We were getting ready to go out to lunch, and it was about 2:30. Tuscan Pizza Oven is closed on Sunday. We were going there, and Fineris Brothers closes at 3 on Sunday, and so I got it to go, which, you know, saves money, and I like that, and I could drink my beer at home and watch Blade Runner. It was good. Anyway, no, Tuscan Pizza Oven is amazing. Somebody says, Little Caesars said nobody ever. Okay, I have a...
The breadsticks.
Okay, my wife loves the breadsticks, but yeah. Also... Little Caesars is a great value. It's a great value pizza. We get Little Caesars coming home a lot, like just for the $15, two ready-to-go pizzas, a pepperoni and cheese. We're done. It's easy. But I will tell you, when they have the pretzel-roni, the pepperoni with the pretzel crust and the salt and the nacho cheese, I know it makes both of my arms stiff because the arteries are hardening, but it's so good. And it's not expensive, which is, you know, as a value-oriented person raising a bunch of boys, I'll take that. 437-1620 Sky Pizza, yes, if you like the thin and big. Sky is the, like, giant New York style, right? I mean, that's meant to be, you know, it comes in a box you can't fit inside of your recycling container. you could use it as an umbrella. Somebody here says, hands down, I'm with you guys, Fineris Brothers. Yeah, no, they're fantastic. Graffiti Pizza downtown. I was trying to think if I've actually had... I've been by. I don't know if I've eaten it. Have you had a Graffiti's, John?
No.
I mean, I'm sure it's great. Based on location alone,
yeah.
It's got to be fantastic.
I've heard
right?
that it's really
and, you know,
good.
How to sustain. Somebody here says that you're correct. Fineris Brothers is the best. For Gulf Breeze, Navarre area, it's NYPD. Oh, okay. All right. Do you know where that's at? I assume it's on 98 somewhere. Okay. Have you had...
No, I haven't had it. Boy,
this
just...
is where I need Candy in here because she's eaten all of this pizza.
Well, I haven't.
Lilies of Gulf Breeze, best thin crust pizza. I am generally not a thin crust. I'm a Chicago kid, so
yeah,
you know,
we know.
Deep, 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 dish is the way to go. And when people, like, I lived in St. Louis, so I've lived at both extremes, because, you know, Chicago is deep, deep, deep dish, cooks for an hour. And in St. Louis, you have, like, Emo's, which is pizza on a saltine. I mean,
I've had that before. Yeah.
It's so nasty. I cannot believe people pay money for it. I would rather have a Totino's. And I like Totino's. And you burn your mouth, and you burn the roof of your mouth, and you get that little skin flap hanging down, because that is always what happens with a Totino's pizza. You know it. You bite in, and pff, there it is. Forever, or a day anyway. Let's see, 437, where I got lost in my own. Oh, Porky's is in Cantonment. Okay. Oh, no, that's right. Okay, but yeah. I have not eaten there, so I cannot speak. Somebody says, this is funny. I have to read you the whole text thread. Fountains Brothers Super 7 Pizza, and then correction, Foundries, and then correction, expletive, Siri, Funeris. Oh, this is total side note. My autocorrect on my phone has gotten aggressively stupid in the last month. It's, and like multiple times it will try to change the word I type correctly into whatever it thinks it's supposed to be. And I know you can turn it off, but I haven't quite gotten to that point yet. But is it just me? It's probably just me.
It is. You don't have an iPhone, so.
Oh. Ooh. All right. All right, that's fine. Yeah, because everybody knows iPhones are amazing. Cult. 437-1620. John's got traffic on the fives. John?
Brought to you by Jerry's Drive-In, home of the original bacon cheeseburger for 86 years, open Monday through Saturday in East Pensacola Heights. That's Jerry's Drive-In. No accidents to report to you right now. Looks like traffic is flowing smoothly on Highway 90, 98, and I-10 and I-110. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Back to the question of the day, which is, I had pizza yesterday for my birthday. Funeris Brothers is fantastic. And the question is, what's the best pizza in town? 437-1620. Somebody says, we like Marco's Pepperoni Magnifico. Is Marco's the one where you take it home and cook it?
No. I can't think of the name of that one.
Okay.
But no, Marco's is... like pizza.
Just eat it there at regular pizza place. Okay. Flourish Comfort Food Truck. Oh, yeah. No, they're listeners, and for the longest time, they've been inviting me to go try it, and I haven't yet, and I feel terrible about it because I hear it's fantastic.
Why not?
We just don't go out to eat a lot.
You can bring more to me.
We don't go out to eat a lot is the issue.
It's free food. I get to eat.
I don't know if they're paying me food. I mean, that's weird. But anyway, we'll see. Anyway, anyway, somebody says Mellow Mushroom, the Mighty Meat Beat. Oh, Mellow Mushroom. How did I forget about that?
Oh, yeah.
Now, it is a chain, but still, I mean,
with the olive oil base, I love that.
I got to give credit to Mellow Mushroom because we went there. This must have been like the first year or two that we were here in Pensacola. And because we had been to one elsewhere, I think. And we went there here and we had the pizza that had the olives base, the olive. Whatever oil. You call it, pate or tamp, whatever you call it, was the base instead of, you know, and I thought, that's so good. So that is actually the pizza I make at home, and my boys love it. So I stole their recipe to make it home, but it is really good. The olives base instead of like a tomato sauce, that is, oh, God.
You talk about all this food that you make, but there's no proof of concept here. There's no proof of life.
Somebody says Shaq's Pizza, extra large with lots of pepperoni, Skies, and Pizzoli? Is that how you say it? Pizzaiola? I'm sure I'm probably butchering this. Papa's Pizza, Lillian's Pizza, Ozone. Oh, yeah, Ozone is good. I've been there the one time, and it was well worth it. God, that pizza's so, I love pizza. I can eat
Papa Murphy's.
Day. Oh, that's the take-home one. Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Petrella's, somebody says. New Yorker Deli. Oh, that was actually... that's a place I've not been, but that was on my list of, like, let's look up a new restaurant, and then I almost went there yesterday, but I don't remember why. Maybe they were closed, but we didn't go there yesterday. Marco's is the one. Okay, Marco's makes a pizza on top of a Meat Lover's pizza, super thick. A pizza on top of a Meat Lover's. I'm in. That sounds awesome. I'll take it. Let's see. Ozone, yes. Grizzly Pizza and Wings in Atmore. Oh, all right. All right. Mm-hmm. We're headed north out of town. Somebody here says, we like Marco's Pepperoni Magnifico, Flourish Comfort Food Truck. Yeah, I'm aware that's a food truck. Papa's Pizza's on the Beach or Skies, New York is also very good. Let's see, Mellow Mushroom, so it says, it's expensive but delicious. Well, same thing, like, I would go to BJ's when they open, and I've gone there several times. They have the half off Monday. That's a really good deal. BJ's on 9th Avenue. But some of the pizzas, and pizza has gotten expensive, but I will tell you, especially like the Funeris Brothers, I mean, I fed three boys on one large pizza, and we had a piece left over. Okay. $25. You can't. That's great.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't complain about that. Let's see. Little ghetto Chef Boyardee pizza kits that mom used to make at home and throw everything but the biggest sink. I love that. Oh, man. No, that's fantastic. Oh, Sky's Muffaletta is a must. Oh, interesting. Okay, I didn't know they made muffaletta bread there. And any pizza from Angelina's. Oh, we love Angelina's, too. Oh, man. This is now. I'm just super hungry for breakfast pizza now.
I'm like, hello.
You know, if you really want to prove that any of these are good, you can just bring some by the studio. We're here till 9.
Yes.
8:50 here on News Radio 92.3. I am super hungry now for pizza. It's not fair because I haven't eaten since last night.
Thanks, Andrew.
Yeah, you're welcome, John. I do this my favor to you as a friend.
I know.
Hey, if you are thinking about that next vehicle and trying to decide how to get started in the process, Frontier Motors, great place to go. What they specialize in is not brand new, but like one or two owners, okay? Cars that are maybe a year to maybe 4 years old with, you know, low miles, great condition. Cars that are going to warranty up to 100,000 miles or 10 years. And the kind of car you can trust and count on without having to take that brand new car hit. So the trade-off is, okay, you get a car that's in great shape that you can trust and count on from good people who will take good care of you. And you just maybe don't get that new car smell. That's it. I mean, we bought our Odyssey there. Great car. We got a smoking deal on a one-year-old Odyssey with 12,000 miles. I mean, just wonderful. And they follow up with you, and they're helpful. And if you maybe don't, if they don't have exactly what you want, they'll go looking for you. They go looking for people for cars all the time, you know, trying to buy you a car because, you trust them and want to work with them. And that's their idea. We want to work with you for all your cars, not just this one transaction. And that's why it feels different when you go there. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years. Behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
With the arrival of the all-electric Volkswagen ID. Buzz, there's a lot of excitement generating at P4 Imports on New Warrington Road. The highly anticipated new VW van brings the past back to life while aiming toward the future with bold innovation that promises to impress. Catch an ID. Buzz on your exclusive test drive today. And while you're there, check out the 2024 Atlas and Atlas Cross Sport. These full-sized SUV models are available with 1.9% financing for 60 months or up to $4,500 in customer discounts. And the 2024 Tiguan, VW's crossover, is available for 0% financing for a full 60 months or up to $3,000 in rebates. Peakmore Imports on New Warrington Road has the distinctive and innovative design that Volkswagen drivers love to drive home. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Peakmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Discounts are a standalone offer and not to be combined with special APR rates offered through Volkswagen Financial Services. Qualifying credit offers expire March 3rd, 2020.
Are you feeling tired, slower, or achier than you used to? You might think it's just age, but it could be low testosterone. At Wave Men's Health, they've helped thousands of men who didn't realize their symptoms were caused by declining testosterone levels, a problem that's becoming a new norm in American men. Wave Men's Health refuses to accept this new normal. They're committed to restoring testosterone to healthy levels so you can feel like yourself again, whether at home, in the gym, at work, or in the bedroom. For years, their providers have delivered testosterone therapy tailored to each man's needs. No one-size-fits-all solutions, just real science-backed results delivered by discreet local experts. Imagine more energy, sharper focus, and newfound confidence. A same-day testosterone check and consultation is just $99. Call 850-266-7020 or visit WaveMensHealth.com today. Your prime years aren't over. They're just waiting to be unleashed. Wave Men's Health. Making it happen.
At Pennair Credit Union, we know that road trips don't start by driving into the sunset. A day at the beach doesn't begin with packing the car. Even car shopping doesn't really start at the dealership. Your new car journey begins with an auto loan pre-approval from Pennair Credit Union. Because at Pennair, auto financing is easy. And when you get pre-approval before you shop, you'll be ready to hit the road when you find the perfect car. Get started at Pennair.org/car loan. Whether it's new, used, or refinanced, vehicle loans from Pennair Credit Union fit you perfectly. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hey, can you blow up some balloons for Jack's party?
I can't. I'm so congested.
You need Sinex Saline from Vicks.
Sinex Saline Nasal Spray?
Yeah, just Sinex. Breathe.
Sinex Saline instantly clears everyday congestion associated with colds and year-round allergies with a gentle, ultra-fine mist that's no mess and easy to control.
Daddy, we need more balloons!
On it!
Enjoy life's important moments without congestion. Try Sinex Saline from Vicks. Just Sinex. Breathe. Use as directed.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Saturdays, you get The Garden Line Encore at 9, At Home with Gary Sullivan at 10, Swan Capital at 1, Let's Go Pensacola at 4.
This information cannot leave this room, okay? It would devastate my reputation as a dude.
Give some credit to the people who said, so you didn't like the halftime show with Kendrick Lamar because you didn't understand the words, huh?
I just want to go, you know, develop the number.
Yeah, that's the reason. 855 News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
Brought to you by Generator Source Powering Pensacola. Brought to you by Generator Source Powering Pensacola. Businesses with industrial generators to commercial backup systems with the most trusted brands, expert installation, and 24/7 support. That's Generator Source. .com. No accidents to let you know about. If you're traveling on Highway 90, not seeing any delays. No delays on 98 rolling through Navarre or Gulf Breeze. Good news on that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
By the way, they were late entries, but I don't want to let it go without mentioning it. Jet Pizza and Elbow Room and Boomerang. People also. And which, God, there's so much good pizza here. Almost like too much pizza.
No, you can never have too much. Andrew. Please don't.
Just kidding.
Please don't, man.
Oh, man. What was I going to tell you about? Oh, this is a bad story. It's not a bad, like, big, bad, horrible, but it's not a good story particularly. Because we're a Navy town, so we pay extra, and at least I pay extra attention to Navy-related matters. And the USS Truman, Navy Sixth Fleet. Yeah, we got run into by a merchant vessel, Besiktas M, just before midnight local time on February 13th near Port Said, Egypt in the Mediterranean Sea. Collision appears to have occurred outside the city, which sits at the northern opening to the Suez Canal. It's a very dense area of maritime traffic, ships coming in and out. The Navy in the statement says collision did not result in flooding, good, or injuries aboard the Truman, good, but their key takeaway was that the power plant, the propulsion plant, pair of nuclear reactors, of course, for the carriers, was unaffected and in safe and stable condition. So my car got run into, but the engine's fine.
Right. We could still
maybe
go.
What you just did happen? Steer it, I've seen some of the pictures, and it looks like some fairly significant. This boat that ran into her is 620 feet long, which is, you know, the Truman is over 1,000 feet, so it's about half the size of the aircraft carrier that ran into her.
I'm hoping that was at night and people were asleep, because during the day, how can you miss an aircraft carrier?
I don't know. How? I have a lot of questions.
How?
We've had collisions with some ships recently, and this worries me. How is it possible that any vessel would be able to get that close to the Truman? That worries me. Yeah, I mean, you know, what's your perimeter defense, right? Because you're in a hostile part of the world. So, the layman weighing in on military strategy, something about this doesn't add up quite right to me. Maybe I'm jumping to conclusions, but it looked like one of the elevators, the plane elevators was damaged and some piping was damaged on the outside of it, so didn't look like massive damage, but it did, you know, it's not nothing. Let's hope it doesn't affect readiness or, you know, operational capabilities. 858 on News Radio 92.3. What else do we have here? The top automaker Nissan might move its production out of Mexico. No, it's only 300,000 or 400,000 units a year. Might bring it into the U.S. because of the Trump trade war, or tariffs, or threats thereof. Because right now there's not tariffs against Mexico for imports, but, you know, in a month there could be. What I was thinking, though, is since we've got the 25% tariffs on aluminum and steel, would that counteract the lack of there being tariffs for Mexican imports? Because if you have to import your metal, somebody else is going to have to figure all that out. We'll see. There was one last thing I was going to let you know about before we went. We got some events coming up. Wine on the Water Grand Tasting on Saturday, March 22nd, Blue Wahoo Stadium. Wines, craft beers, you have me at part two. Gourmet Bites from Pensacola's Top Chefs. Love this. Should be great. You can go to, does it give me a website? No. But anyway, look it up online. Wine on the Water Grand Tasting event. And the Renaissance Fair is at the Five Flags Speedway next weekend.